This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know how I'm super obsessed with eating healthy, clean. I'm constantly working out, and Magic Spoon is the best post-workout treat. I am obsessed with it. We're all trying to eat healthy and better, but it doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes, protein powder for years, but finally found the most delicious way to get my protein before and especially after my workouts. Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. There's only 140 calories in each serving. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low carb. You can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors like cocoa, fruity, frosty, peanut butter, which is my absolute favorite, blueberry, and cinnamon. Magic Spoon is bringing back 2 super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Yeah,
coming back. Maple waffle is coming back permanently. This is legitimately as excited as I have been in months.
You guys should see
this stuff is
right now.
Delicious.
Go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code bearwithus, B-A-R-E, at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident, as they should be, in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason whatsoever, they're going to refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/bearwithus and use the code bearwithus, B-A-R-E, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Bear With Us.
What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
Oh, I am just fan-fantastic. How are you?
I don't know that that's accurate. I feel as though it's a facade. You're not fan-effantastic.
I am fan-effantastic. Look at me, honey. I am blessed.
I mean, you look great.
I mean, I'm living the life. Things are good. I can't complain.
We couldn't even make it through the intro without you complaining because you forgot to get a water. You're ill-prepared
today. I feel very rushed. I'm like...
Well, that's a historic moment.
I need a sip of this beer.
You just drank a drink of my beer. That's...
I've been into beer lately. What did you say?
You being into beer means you might order one or drink half of one, but that's not really your milieu, not really your wheelhouse.
Right. I'm more of a wine gal, but I just don't like this setup right now. I just feel like I have a double chin. It's like the angle is weird. There's no room for activities. How are we feeling now? There we go. A little bit better.
I like that whenever I do a podcast for my actual career with professionals who tell me how to light things, how to set things up, how to
set myself up. The lighting is a lot different than
you come in here and go, this doesn't work. This isn't good. Guess what?
I know my angles, honey. I know which way I look the best. And it's usually from behind, if you know what I mean. How are you today, babe?
I'm exhausted.
You're exhausted because works out hard once, all of a sudden now he needs to sleep all day.
I'm exhausted because you've exhausted me, babe.
I've exhausted you.
You have been on one for the last several days by your own admittance.
Yeah.
Such that you decided that Bear With Us would be the proper platform to discuss the ails of your life over the past several days.
I'm overwhelmed. Not even the past several days, for the past few weeks.
I'm going to mute myself for the rest of the podcast because I've literally not said a statement yet that you haven't disagreed with or argued.
Well, I'm not arguing, babe. First of all, welcome to my world. This is what it's like being with you all the time. You constantly correcting me, constantly tell me what I'm doing wrong, constantly one-upping me, constantly just arguing me for the sake of arguing. You do that all the time. So I was just saying, it's not just the last few days. I've felt overwhelmed for the last few weeks. And that's just the reality of the situation. Are you really on mute? Because this is amazing. No. Okay. Well, this is only good for the YouTubers. No, but I'm just overwhelmed. We're in the process of buying a home. So that in and of itself is a huge deal, right? That's like, we always say it's like one of the big three. There's three big things in a relationship: getting married, having kids, and buying a home. Right. Right now we're in the process of buying a home, and there's so much work that goes into it. On top of it, we are traveling for work, right? We're back on the road, back on the grind. So it's not just used to like our little routine that we used to have, going to Florida once a week and then back. It's been craziness. And on top of it, I am really, really excited. I'm not going to give everything away, but my wine brand, Capocagna, is going through a lot of changes. I am revamping the labels. We have a new varietal coming out that I'm not going to say what it is yet. But let's just say it rhymes with No Way Jose. Let's just say that.
That was subtle.
But I'm just so excited, and there's so much happening with it, but I'm rebranding the entire thing and I'm doing it on my own. And it's something that, you know, I've just faced a lot of hurdles with this wine brand. This is something I started coming up with back in 2017, and we launched in 2018. I say we, like, I have a wine partner out in California.
But it's basically a one woman operation.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
it's me trying to decide, how should I market this? What should the color scheme be? How should I take these photos for social media? How should the website be built? And like, that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years. And then I've run into a little bit of a roadblock with the name, and I have to change the name a little bit, which is fine. It is what it is. And so I figured, well, if I'm changing the name, it's just by one letter. So it's not even close to like a change of a name. It's the same thing. However, I'm like, okay, well, this is an opportunity to sort of rebrand the entire wine, right? To just kind of make it a little more sophisticated and really hone into like what my niche is. And for me, it's just all about embracing your inner boss bitch. That's what Capocagna means. It means head bitch.
We know that. We've talked about what Capocagna represents, what it stands for. Sure we have. I know for a fact we have. However, what I'm trying to get into here is the fact that your embracing of your inner boss bitch isn't easy. There's a ton of work to be done to be an actual boss bitch. It's not just like some rap song where you say, oh, I'm a boss bitch, because it sounds cool.
Right.
Like, you're actually doing the work on your own, on the ground, and it's exhausting for you.
Yes.
It's exhausting for me. And all I'm doing is sitting by watching, just trying to offer some moral support from time to time.
Well, it's just, to me, like, when it's like, you know, you see it on social media, oh my God, look at this brand, that's really cool. And like, most of the time when you see someone who's like, I mean, I wouldn't even like, I don't like to consider us celebrities by any means, right? But we are in the public eye. And you know, when you see like a celebrity, right, and the, like, they have a wine brand or a tequila brand or whatever brand it is, usually they're just the face of it and the company runs it and does everything. And like, hey, cool, like, take some photos with it, or maybe you're investing in it or something.
Right,
which is fine.
Right. Rock has Terramana Tequila.
Right.
Rock is basically just the face of the brand, the salesman. I'm sure he invested and financed some of it, but he's got a team of people, right, an entire company full of people going, let's make sure this is right. He probably has final say. I don't know all the ins and outs of how
right.
Rock does his business, but that's not the case with
right.
you.
This is just me. And for me, it's like, I've just been grinding for years. And I got to this point when I had to change the name and think of a rebrand. I was like, okay, maybe this is just too much. I'm like spending all of my personal money that I've saved from busting my ass the last few years and using that to try to build this brand and build this community about embracing your inner boss bitch. And I really was truly just like, I think I'm just going to stop. Like, I think this isn't going to go anywhere. What am I doing here? And then I thought like, well, that is so fucking ironic, because that is exactly everything that Capocagna is against. That's not what I stand for. It's about doing what you want to do and pushing for it and working hard for it and not taking handouts from anyone. And just, you have a dream, you have an idea, you have a goal, do it. And that's what Capocagna stands for. And so I'm like, you know what, I need to just figure out what I want to do. I took a class. Actually, I took I think it was a 10-week course on business, and I have a degree in marketing, but obviously like I graduated 10, 12 years ago. So the way the world works now is a hell of a lot different. So it's just been such a crazy fucking process. And like I said, there have been so many times that I wanted to just give up, but I'm like, no, I have to keep pushing forward. nothing in life that you want or that is worth having comes easy. And it's just been such a grind. And I just feel so overwhelmed with our job in general, like my real life job, and then this house and trying to figure out what we're doing with the move. And then on top of it, like making time for you and trying to make that a priority. But I just feel like everything is just falling in the back burner. And I'm just like so burnt out and nothing feels like it's moving forward. It just feels like shit.
Well, that's because we've been stuck in a pandemic for the last year and the timing of everything is inconveniently happening at once because this is a process. This wasn't like you decided to buy a house, start a wine brand, get in a relationship, right, all of these things within, you know, a month of one another. Yeah. That's just kind of how the world worked itself out. Right. So that's what I'm here to chat with you about today, is because I'm sure somebody listening at least aspires to. There's a lot of people I know that work full time, that listen, that have struggles with balancing professional life and work life. This isn't the old days, as we talked about a few weeks ago, where women get to stay home and make dinner and live their best life that way. You're in the forefront of things. You're making things happen. You're busting your ass. I am doing my best to be a supportive boyfriend, but you mentioned it a few minutes ago. There's a balance involved because it's difficult for me to see you get stressed out and angry, and not that it's an intentional thing. You treat me differently.
100%.
And it's not because you're mad at me. And this is something I've learned over time, because the first time it happened, I was like, what the hell is her problem? Like, what did I do? And now I've known you and I know how you get. And I've learned to more or less just take a step back and say, hey, can I help? If I can help, what do you want me to do? Otherwise, I'm staying the hell out of your way.
Yeah. That's what I need for me. And I know everyone is different. For me, I'm like, no, just like that's, I love you, has nothing to do with you, but I'm focusing on this right now. This is where my energy is going. Like last night, all I wanted to do is stay home, do emails, write things up, work on things for my one. But I'm like, you know what? We haven't seen each other. We haven't had a date. We need to go out. We need it. So I had to like put everything aside. And the first like 30 minutes,
to put everything aside to go on a date with my partner.
Do you think that big entrepreneurs, people that make a lot of money in life, the people that are successful, like, do you think that they're putting everything on the back burner? No, they're grinding, grinding, grinding. So that's the only way you can get ahead. And it's trying to find the balance, right? I need to grind. I need to grind. I need to grind, because that's like, my wine isn't going to sell itself. My wine isn't going to promote itself. So it's this really weird balance of like, okay. And I'm not saying it like, oh, I didn't want to go out with you, because at the first 20, 30 minutes of our date, I was just kind of like in la la land. I like couldn't relax. I couldn't get out of it. And then finally I did. And we had a great night. We had a great time. And I'm grateful that we did that. And I love that we did that. But sometimes I just can't help but think like, oh my God, I should be doing more. I should be doing this. I need to be doing that. And that is my biggest issue. And I know it, that I'm always like thinking about the things I should be doing rather than just being in the moment, putting the things aside. Like the difference between last night and tonight, there's no difference. I could have done it today, but I was just like really in the mode last night to do it. But I'm grateful that we ended up going out. We had a great time, and that like that filled my cup last night, of my like my love cup. But I need to fill my work cup. My work cup right now is actually probably overflowing with that I need to get out and then put in the right things. That makes sense.
No, it makes sense. But what I want to talk about is the balance aspect of this. We know that you're busy. I know that you're busy. It's an issue at times.
Yes.
So how do we navigate that? How does somebody that's listening who goes, I haven't seen or gone on a date with my husband or my boyfriend or my girlfriend for 4 months because they've been working their ass off all the time, and I'm at my goddamn wit's end. All I want to do is hang out with my girlfriend, but instead she's on her computer sending emails until the wee hours of the morning, and I try to be cute or funny or get her attention, but she ignores me, hypothetically speaking.
Okay, well, first of all, we don't go ever go 4 months. It's usually like a week or 2 weeks. But I do think like you're right. There needs to be a balance. And if I need me to be like, you need to share that with me and say like, hey, listen, like it's all about communication and it's all about balance. And I think if you're trying to figure out how to, you know, plan a date with your partner because they're not the hypothetical situation you're saying, plan it out ahead of time. Like say, hey, like next Saturday night, we're doing this, and you have a plan. That way, you know, okay, well then if that's what we're doing on Saturday night, then Wednesday and Thursday night, you better leave me alone so I can take care of what I have to take care of. Because I just think there needs to, you need to, it's okay to be independent. It's okay to focus on the things you need to focus on. And work is very important. To me, work is very important. I love you. I love my family. but it's, I love my work. And I think that that's okay. And it's just about, you know, finding what works for, and everyone's different. Like what works for you and I think will be a hell of a lot different than what works for someone else. Like look at our schedules. Our schedules are bananas, but we don't come home to each other every night because we're on the road. But a lot of couples, they do have that. So maybe they carve like a certain amount of time every evening and go, okay, once we put the kids to bed from like 9 to 10, that's our time. We watch a show together. We hang out. But I just think our situation is a lot different because of our schedules. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, 1,000%, which to me makes all the more important. The little bit of time that we have together, we spend it present and together.
Sure.
Not sending emails, not running here, running there constantly all the time. So when I'm like, especially now, it's exacerbated because we're back on the road.
Right.
We don't see each other. We're on different brands. And I'm now coming home and competing for your time with your other job. It's not even a real job. It's a project that's kind of could be a job. It might make you a multimillionaire.
Exactly.
But it's not like a tangible, like, hey, you have to do this thing. It's weird for me. It's
because it's about discipline and it's about putting in the time and effort now to know like it will pay off. And if I'm like, oh, I'll just do it next week, I'll do it next month, it's fine. Just so we can go out to dinner, like, or so we can watch our shows on the couch. Like to me, that feels lazy to me.
It's ironic as all hell that you are now complaining about sitting on the couch, relaxing.
I'm not
you
complaining about that at all.
You are the human being who taught me how to do it because I was wired worse than you are.
But I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying if I have things to do, if I have to work, for me, I'm someone like I am so focused on my work and I need to do the things that need to be done. I need to check them off my checklist. I need to do that. So for me, it's like hard to just sit on the couch and relax if I know that there's shit I should be doing. Now, most of the pandemic, when I know we couldn't do any, I couldn't focus on my work. I couldn't do all this stuff. Sure. I was just sitting there hanging out. We were doing our thing, but, and I was fine with relaxing because I didn't have these other things I knew I needed to do. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Because I just feel like for me,
it sounds like pandemic time would have been the ultimate time to do all
this. But everything was closed. Like there was no way to do that. And I did. I was working on my wine, but I again didn't know I was going to have to change the name and do all this other shit. And like again, it all just happens. Roadblocks just come up, especially when you have your own business. Things just happen. So I think it's too. Like if you had something that I think you were focusing on, then it would be different, right? Because then we could be like, okay, at this time, I'm going to focus on my work. And you're talking about finding like different hobbies and things that you want to do. So I think if you spend some of your nights doing that, and I'm spending some of my nights doing things for my wine, then I think it would be a good balance.
See each other. And we might as well just break up now because we have no time.
That is ridiculous. So then basically you're saying our time can only be spent at work doing our things when we're traveling for work, our real job.
No, no, no.
And then we're at home.
No, I'm saying it needs to be prioritized where time together needs to be a little higher on the totem pole because we don't have time together. We're not sitting at home for 7 days a week, like in right. The middle of a pandemic. We are at a point now because of our schedules and our jobs and being on opposing shows. We get maybe 2 full days a week together.
Right. Well, then maybe. Also,
so, and when I'm like, kids. Oh, hey, it's, yeah, well, we, oh yeah. Okay. Well, and then you like right now you fly out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tonight you're like, all I want to do is go to bed. I don't want to do anything because you're so burned out from all of this other ancillary shit. It had nothing to do with Matt and anything sure. Matt did. And not like we went and had like an adventure or did all this. And it's so I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't even have 2 full days.
That's why
now.
I think sometimes you're very needy of my time.
I admit that I'm needy
and
of your
so
time.
It's to me,
but I don't think 2 days
feel spread
2 days
very
a week.
Thin. 2 days, but 2 whole days a week is a lot of time to spend with each other. 2 whole days. That's a lot
Are
of time.
Are you fucking kidding me?
2 whole days a week with no outside anything. I can't do anything for work.
I didn't say that. I just, I'm talking about prioritization.
Sure. But I'm just saying, so from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep, we have to
I haven't
together.
Seen you or we haven't had a conversation all day.
Babe.
All day. We woke up this morning, drank coffee. I went and did my other podcast.
Yeah.
Because I get paid for it, not because it's like a passion
project.
Oh my
God, that's like very fucking insulting.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it is insulting.
No.
Matt, it is insulting.
Okay, well, listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, because I actually get paid for it.
All
well,
right.
This is going to make us a lot of money in the long run. So if you want to-
Potentially it is.
Yeah.
And I acknowledged that 5 minutes ago. And then I tried to make a point, backing up my point of view, but you didn't let me get it out. So continue to tell me how the lay of the land is.
Keep talking.
No, I'm good. I'm going back on mute.
Because you're not, this is a podcast.
I know.
Say what you have to say.
No, I'm waiting to be told. I'm trying to have a conversation, and usually those work best.
But you understand how that is insulting. That is insulting for you to say that.
You did not let me finish my thought.
Okay, so then I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
No, it's the time has passed. What's in the mailbag?
You're really going to be like that.
Yeah.
You're not going to fit. We're not going to finish this conversation.
Well, we can take it wherever you want it. I'm telling you, I don't. I had a point that I was in the process of making.
Okay, and I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. But to me, it was a little insulting when he said, my job that I actually get paid for. So that hurt my feelings a little bit. I'm sorry.
Because I was explaining to you that this is a job that is not a voluntary task that I took on. Period. That was it. I get paid to do a job. So when it takes time from you or my children or anybody else, I am obligated to do it because it is how I earn a living. That is my point. I woke up this morning, did that because I had to, not because I want, you know what? I feel like chatting with my friends for an hour today and recording.
Babe, I love you, but this is so wrong. That's so insulting. Like most people, when they have a business, when they start an idea, when they have anything, you have to put in time. So you're basically going to say like, because I did a photo shoot today. I did a shoot to shoot the new wine label.
I was literally just trying to describe to you my morning, but I didn't get that far because you were insulted. So let's just take it wherever you want to. I'm trying to give you my point of view and why
I'm listening and I'm saying what I have to say.
I didn't even get to finish my sentence now. I was simply trying to convey the point that we do not have much time together. And the obligations that I have today, this was literally all I was talking about was today. I've been freaking on the road, come home, do this. I don't know. I had an obligation that I had to take care of. Went straight from there to do something. You were doing something else simultaneously. I had something else. It was fine. It was not a problem. We both had obligations. So my mindset is once we are finished with our obligations, particularly we are on a limited time schedule, that once those are out of the way, it should be perfectly acceptable to expect your partner to want to partake in your life. That was all I was getting at was I did not spend one of the 2 days a week that I get to spend with you from, you started saying, oh, from the moment you wake up. No, it's quite the opposite of that. I woke up, started working, then the gym, the dentist, whatever. You had photo shoots to do. You had this, you had to go run errands. Great. I'm not complaining. I'm not arguing. I'm not mad. My issue is that stuff has been completed for the day. Now, tomorrow, you get on an airplane and you fly and I won't see you for 2 more days. And then when you come home, I'm going to have my kids. It's going to be a totally different environment. I am simply saying I value very much the limited time we have. So I have a hard time when you would rather do work stuff for your wine or whatever, or whatever that may be, content, photo shoots for Instagram. It's not that I get pissed that you like having your photo taken. It's that you are taking time out of-
I never do that with you here. I do that for my wine content, sure, for wine, but I'm not doing like sexy photo shoots during our time together, ever.
Someone listening will understand what I'm saying. I'm sure of it.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, you really think that I don't want to spend time with you?
I am simply trying to convey my thought process, because we are doing a podcast about relationships, and I imagine that someone listening might have an issue similar to this or can relate. I am giving the perspective of not the boss bitch. I am giving the perspective of the other person in that person's life. Sure. I am not going out of my way and devoting additional time to this, that, and the other thing. Not because you stopped me, not because you wouldn't support it, not because I don't have the ability to. I'm just saying right now, this particular juncture in life, we don't have much time together. So when you do other things that are not necessary, and if you're watching on YouTube, you see I'm doing air quotes, necessary, they're necessary for your business. You're not going to not have a job if you don't do it. You don't understand what I'm saying? It's not essential. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm not saying it's not significant. I'm saying it is not essential. So when that side project, for lack of a better term, I'm not diminishing it. I'm not speaking less of it. Don't know what else to call it. A side project takes time away from the limited amount of time we already have. That's when it becomes, I am biting my tongue. I'm trying to be supportive. I'm asking you if you need anything. Hey, can I help you with anything? Nope. Hey, can I do this? What's wrong? Are you okay? Whatever it is, I'm doing nothing but trying to be supportive. So when I don't feel reciprocation, or when it's like, oh, okay, we have literally nothing on the schedule for the next 6 hours tonight. And it's, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Okay, great. But all of the other stuff, like I can only play ball, and I think it's reasonable for anyone in a relationship to play ball with their partner for a reasonable amount of time. And I think there needs to be a balance, because if it were up to a lot of people, I'll go to work for 23 hours a day, come home and sleep for an hour and go back and do it again because I'm watching my bank account grow. That's not conducive to a relationship. Great, you have all the money in the world, but you don't have anything else to add to a partnership. You understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, is the prioritization, I'm not talking about importance of, I'm not talking big picture. I'm talking about on a limited schedule, which more often than not people are. Most people work in, you know, two job households. So if my mom goes to work and my dad goes to work and they come home and it's dinner time and my dad's like, you know what? I think I'm going to go take up this thing. And my mom goes, hey, like that sucks. I thought we were going to hang out today because you're going on the road for the next month or whatever the hell it is. I think they have every legitimate reason to go, oh, that's like, that kind of sucks. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying you're in the wrong. I am just conveying how I feel, because I feel as though a lot of people listening will understand that. This was never meant to be insulting or diminishing or disparaging. This is what I was trying to get at when you jumped up my ass a few minutes ago. That's all.
I can't help the way I feel, and you feel the way you feel. I always make you a priority. I always make your kids a priority. I always do whatever I can. And that's why I am feeling spread very thin. It's overwhelming. And in order to be successful, you have to work hard and bust your ass.
Define success. Are we not successful?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to be able to be wrestling when I'm 40 years old.
Sure.
So that's why I need to set up for my future.
Listen, I understand all that. I'm just saying
making it seem. No, Matt, well, let me just say something. You're making it seem like I don't make you a priority, or like we've gone on a date every single week for the last few months. Like this has been a very new project, something that I've been working on recently, in addition to the home we're buying, in addition to my other job, in addition to being there for your kids, going to their games, taking them where they need to be. So if I need to spend one extra day a week focusing on my work, I think that's okay, especially if it's only going to be a very short-term thing. It's not like I'm going to be doing like, okay, you know what, babe, the next 5 years, you're not going to see me. Like it's a very short-term thing that I have to bust my ass for now in the next few months for it to pay off. And that's all I'm going to do.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or it's a negative thing. I am simply as a human being, as a man with a...
You're getting way too worked up about
this. No, because you keep cutting me off when I'm trying to talk to you.
I was the one talking. You just cut me off.
Sucks, doesn't it?
This is like insane. Like all I'm trying to do is like bust my ass so I can provide for us in our future and know that I have something to fall back on when I'm not wrestling anymore. And that's all I'm doing. And that's it. I'm working hard. And in order to be an entrepreneur, in order to be successful, you have to bust your ass. Not everyone can go out there and just be an entrepreneur. And that's fine. And I think everyone has their path and everyone has their job. Some people like working 9 to 5. Some people want to be a stay-at-home mom. Some people want to be a teacher. That's cool. Whatever floats your boat. And I'm in full support of whatever anyone wants to do. Like if you don't even want to work and you just want to, like, that's fine. I don't discriminate. I don't look down on anybody. This is my path. This is what I want to do. I'm passionate about it. And that's that. And it will make a lot of money someday. And I know it will. And that's why I believe in something so much. And I'm busting my ass for it now.
We're having two different conversations right now. Okay. You're having one. I am not in any way, shape, or form telling you that I do not support what you are doing. I understand why you're doing what you're doing. I am simply, as your fucking boyfriend, trying to say, you know what? This aspect of what you're doing sort of sucks.
Sure,
I'm not asking you to not do it. I'm not asking you to do less of it. I'm just telling you, I've accepted that that is a priority to you. Sure. And that's going to trump me 99 times out of 100.
But it's not going to trump you.
It's going to trump me. And I've accepted that. I just don't love it. And that's okay.
Sure.
I am just voicing my opinion on our podcast about relationships.
I get what you're saying. And I can imagine if roles were reversed, I would be upset too. I'd be like, hey, what about me? I'm here too.
Right. So let's say now Tuesday nights are usually out. I get back off the road and that's been our night where that's our date night. What if all of a sudden, you know, to your point, I've been talking about taking classes. If I go, all right, well, Tuesday nights are out now. I'm going to go take a body surfing class, whatever it is. We can't hang out Tuesday nights anymore. You're going to be like, oh, okay. Like that sucks. It's not that you're going to say, oh, well, I can't believe you do that. Why would you want? No. And I'm not doing that to you. I've supported you wholeheartedly in this venture. I'd like to think I've helped you at times and been your biggest ally and supporter in this. I'm just saying when we are on a limited amount of time together, any reason, if all of a sudden you decided that you need to take a new workout class that took 3 hours on Tuesday nights, I'd be like, fuck you. You look great. You don't need to take that class. There are plenty of other things you can do to keep fit in the time. You know what I mean? That does not take time away from the limited time. If this is still mid-pandemic and we are together 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, I could give a shit less what you did today or what you do tonight, because I know I'm going to have you all day tomorrow. And if tomorrow's busy, well, the day after that, all the Leah I can handle. What I'm saying is our lives have changed. They are not, we are not in the same situation we are today that we were 2 months ago,
sure,
let alone a year ago. And it's weighing on me. It is. I do my best to not make it a thing, not make it an issue, not bring it up because I know it upsets you. But when we're being honest and we're talking about this, because I'm sure somebody can relate to this. Should I just bite my tongue and act like everything's great? I mean, just go, oh yeah, man, I love not having a conversation with my girlfriend for 8 hours at a time because she's stuck in her laptop doing emails, right? Is it going to happen from time to time? Sure. There is an end game. I understand what you're doing. I support what you're doing. I think it is going to be wildly successful. It already has shown glimpses of it. I'm just saying, for the time being, it fucking sucks for me. That's all. That's all I was getting at. This was not meant to be a fight. The only reason I even got riled up was because you kept cutting me off and saying you were offended when I was
that the way you worded something did offend me. So that's all I was just trying. I was never once screaming or yelling. All I just was, hey, that like fucking hurt my feelings when you said that. But I get being upset with me interrupting and I apologize for that. But like, there's no need to be so riled up over it. It's fine. All of it is good. None of it is bad. And I always make time for you. So we'll always make it work. All right. Well, let's take it down a notch. Maybe have a little bit of fun. Maybe can I have a sip of your beer or something? I just need a drink of something. Of course, the one time I don't bring a drink up here. Okay. Here's the mail, it never fails, it makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! You ready for this or what?
Yeah.
Are you calmed down a little
bit? I tried to get in the mail back like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, before we even finished our fight. You're a fucking non-fight finisher. You just like want to fucking say what you have to say and then say, oh, let's move on.
Can't lose a fight if you're not there at the end of it.
You're like a child.
No.
Yes. Cause you can't just like finish it. And if you don't like how something's going, you're like, fine, what's in the mailbag? Like, cause you just don't want to finish the fight. You start fights, but you never finish them.
I don't start fights.
Involved with the fights and then you don't finish it. We're disagreeing here and it's okay to disagree and it's okay to try to explain something if I'm misunderstanding or you're misunderstanding. It happens. That's why people fight so much because they don't want to finish and explain what they're trying to say. It's okay if like we get a little riled up, but I need to understand where you're coming from. I was mishearing you. I was misunderstanding. You didn't understand why I was offended because you didn't mean it that way, but I still took it that way. And then, okay, let's finish the conversation rather than being like, oh, fine, never mind. That to me is a lesson in and of itself. You have to fucking finish it. You have to talk. You have to say what you have to say. But you were just like saying it and you just didn't like how it was going.
Domo arigato, Mrs. Interrupto.
Question number one, honey. Hey guys, I enjoy the podcast a lot. You guys get me through my work days while I listen and move boxes around. LOL. This is my question, honey. If you're in a relationship with someone a little older than yourself, do you believe that they find it hard to listen to your point of view or take advice from you because you're younger than they are? For example, let's say I try to tell my man to cook a dish, but he doesn't take my advice. Then one of his friends makes the same suggestion and he'll listen. What's up with that? I don't think it's an age thing. I just think it's a thing that when you're in a relationship sometimes, I don't know if maybe he just doesn't respect you enough. Because I feel like if you're not listening to my, at least my opinion on things, and you're like, oh, I don't get it. And you just, but then your friend or your family member or something will tell you the same thing. And then you listen to them. I would be pissed. I would be offended. So I feel like he's just not necessarily like listening to you or respecting you enough, because I don't think it's an age thing.
I don't think it's an age thing. And I do agree that it's probably a lack of respect to an extent, but I also think you need to look at this at a case by case basis, because if it's something like suggesting something to eat and hey, let's try this restaurant. Leah, it happens to us all the time. Hey, you want to check this place out? Nah, it doesn't really appeal to me. But then you go, oh, hey, so-and-so was telling me that this place is really awesome. And then all of a sudden we go, oh, sure. It just depends on the situation. If it's something about as pertains to your relationship, if you're having issues or suggestions or something that he is sort of sweeping under the rug or brushing off that's important to you, then yeah, it can be a problem. I could see that being an issue. And I recommend communication, discuss it with him and say, hey, listen, I don't like how this made me feel, or et cetera, et cetera. But also I wouldn't read too deeply into it where it's like, hey, we're shopping for vehicles and he likes this and I don't like this. But then his friend said, it just depends on what you guys are discussing. So you can't take everything super personally. Otherwise, everything is going to be a constant argument and you're going to feel insecure and as though he doesn't respect you at all. When in reality, it might just be something that he feels he knows a lot about. I wouldn't argue with Leah about cars. Like, I don't know the first thing about cars. I don't know anything about them. So when you go
trying to argue with you about music,
right? Exactly. You have your things that you know. If you tell me this, oh, you should check out this band, I'm going to go, oh, I kind of heard they were rotten. But if you know, Justin or one of my buddies that I respect on that musical level goes, oh, you need to check this album out, I'm a lot more inclined to go, oh. And then you go, babe, I told you about that 6 months ago. And you're right, but it just wasn't the right information from the right source. So don't get too caught up in it. And I think more often than not, you can solve this with the conversation, but I don't think it has anything to do with age.
Yeah, I think you have the idea in your head that it's about the age thing. So you're going to pinpoint little things that he does to make it about the age, but it's really not. I think Matt's spot on with the advice. Question number two, honey. Hi guys, love your podcast. So my question is, how important do you think it is for you to get along with your partner's family? I've been with my husband for almost 6 years, married 4, and seems like every big argument has something to do with his family. His siblings have always depended on him for money and help when he was single, even though he's the youngest. And I feel that they don't get now that he has a wife and a 3-year-old. I have no problem with him sending money to his parents who are elderly and in Mexico. I was raised like, once you get married, it's you and your spouse and kids first, and then the family you came from next. What do you guys think? Hope to hear from you guys. I feel like we get questions like this a lot.
I think it's a very common occurrence in any relationship, because people who are close with their families, you don't want to ever look at it as baggage, but it is what it is. It's the culture. It's what's important to you as a human being. Yeah. You are incredibly close with your family. I am very close with my family. I have great relationships with them, but nowhere near. You speak to your parents and your sister first thing every morning, every day.
Yes.
I will go months without ever talking to my parents.
That's crazy.
But there's no ill will. Right. It's just, I don't have anything pertinent to tell them. They're not really concerned about anything.
Right.
Okay, cool. We'll see you when we see you. But to this point, the way she was raised, that you take care of yours first. I was told that explicitly by my dad when I believe after my first kid was born. It is now perfectly acceptable to blow things off or to change plans or cancel plans if it's going to be to the detriment of your immediate family. Take care of your own house first. In my life, the most important people on the earth are my 3 children and you, because that is my immediate family right now. That is what I have.
Right now? Was that going to change?
Maybe you keep interrupting me. We're going to have to make a lot of changes. But yeah, I think that's the right mentality. I think you need to be understanding and flex a little bit, because there are times like it's strange to me that at the age of 33, as a grown woman with a successful career and all of these things going, that every morning you have to wake up and call your parents.
Well, I don't it's not my parents. It's just my sister. My mom, we text.
Oh, I feel like you talk to your mom like every
day. No. That's only on the weekend.
But regardless, like and I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. It just to me is like, whoa, weird. Like my siblings in particular, I will go literally months without talking
to them. See, that's weird to me, right? Like to me, I'm like, maybe I'll go 2 days without talking to my sister, but for the most part, we FaceTime in the morning. 'Cause like, we're just so close, and it's not because we have to tell each other anything. It's just, we just like each other's company. We just like, we'll just bullshit while we're cooking breakfast. Like it's not like we have to talk to each other, and I'll text my mom a couple times throughout the day. But other than that, but everyone's different, right? You don't talk to your family like that. And to me, when I first found that out, I'm like, that's weird. You don't talk to your parents every day, or you don't talk to your siblings, but everyone is different.
Yeah. But I agree with the young lady who wrote the email. Keep your own house first. That should be priority one. If it's something that's bothering you, have a conversation with him. Weirdly enough, it might be worth suggesting that he talk to his father about that. I don't know the situation, the dynamic there, but I learned it from my dad, and he explicitly told me, listen, as much as we like having you around at every function and coming here and coming to dinner and let's go do this and just things on a whim, it changes. The whole dynamic of your life changes when you become a parent. And your priority needs to be the people that you are directly responsible for, the ones who will go to, or, you know, who you'll go to jail for if something bad happened.
Right. Well, I would go to jail for my sister and my parents. I would.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying.
But I also don't have kids. So like, I'm sure once I have kids, it'll be a hell of a lot different. I would go to jail for your kids. That's for damn sure. Whatever I'd have to do, right?
Kick, save, and a beauty.
Are we good now? Can we just like clear the air a little bit?
I think there's one more question in the mailbag.
I think we should save that. I think we need to clear the air. I think we need to like make sure we're good. We can't let the bear with us.
Listen, I think we
go
just
off listening to us like argue.
I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing at all.
I'm afraid I'm going to shut this down and I'm going to get the daggers like, oh, you ruined that. And I'm the worst.
I think we just took the listeners on an amazing emotional ride. There was conflict. There was resolution.
I feel so bad that we like got into it like that.
Well, I mean, we probably would have done it earlier, but you've been busy all day.
So aggressive. I'm kind of glad I was here because then maybe you would have said some meaner things if we weren't doing this on the podcast.
Hey, look at the bright side. Bear with us is cheaper than therapy.
I mean, I feel like I need some therapy now. I need therapy or I need a drink. I need some Capocagna.
That was really tacky.
I do. Well, that was what the whole fight was about, and I do need a drink.
I support the drinking thing, but the cheap plug, you're better than that. Come on.
It's not a cheap plug. They don't even know what the new name is, so it's fine.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
Domo arigato, Mrs. Interrupto.